And we are live. Very good morning and good afternoon, ladies, depending where you are. This is Lenka Lutonská, your Get Fully Booked coach, of course. And it's wonderful to be connecting with you again. Well, you know what this call is going to be about. It's going to be about you, your questions, your challenges. Bring to table anything you need so I can help you out. But first, as promised, following the last week's mini training on psychology of successful launches, which I consider is to be the most important part when it comes to selling out your offerings, today I am bringing our gorgeous Emily Ting to talk you through how she managed to have her very first group program launch, a sold-out launch with intake of 20K and 20 gorgeous women to her program. So I have got Emily on the line, so I'm going to ask Emily plenty of questions. And I believe that this session is going to really help you to nail not only last week's mini training, but also the whole launch strategy that I covered in detail in one of your Get Fully Booked Academy modules, and help you to sell out whatever the hell you want to sell out for your gorgeous clients in 2017. And a little treat, when we finish, you will have opportunity to ask questions, not only me, but also Emily. So listen out and ask Emily any questions you might like. So let's make it happen. So Emily, I'm going to unmute you. I see you're here. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Wonderful to have you. Are you having a good day so far?
Yes, lovely.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, Emily, I realize not all ladies know you very well. So, you know what? First of all, give us a feel for who you are, what you do. But also, I tell you what, because you're definitely one of what I call my Quantum Leap clients, because you came to me, what, in end of August, right?
Yeah.
So less than 4 months ago. And where you are now in comparison to where you started, it's quite remarkable what you've done in those short or not even four full months.
Yeah.
So tell us who you are and tell us about your journey to start with.
Okay, so I'm Emily King, the Rich Woman Mentor. So I'm a wealth and abundance coach who helps female entrepreneurs overcome the blocks, in particular like the money blocks that they have to creating a business that's really financially successful and just, you know, that they truly, truly love. And, you know, with zero guilt and without that burnout that a lot of us go through as entrepreneurs. So that's kind of my niche. When I started with you, I was kind of at a wit's end where I was like, you know what? I had this wake-up call in August, and I had kind of, I wouldn't even say I had a business. I would say I had a really expensive hobby that I had been dabbling with for about a year and a half. You know, I coached a few clients here and there, and my total like yearly income in 2015 was, I think it was just over $4,000. So it was a hobby. And, in 2016 up until August, I had really not done anything with my business. And I had this wake up call one day where, essentially I said, okay, Emily, you're doing this or you're not. If you don't make any, you know, have any clients, any sales by the end of August, you're quitting. You're shutting it down. And inside my heart, I knew that that couldn't happen. And so I said, all right, well, let's make it happen. Let's, you know, take some major leaps and shift into that uncomfortable zone that you've been too scared to go into. And I did it. So that's when I connected with you. I remember writing you, and just, I had no idea if you had room for a private client at the time. And I just reached out to you. We had the call, and I didn't care what the cost, and you gave me the cost, and I said yes, and I went for it. And it's funny, actually, when I was reflecting on it this morning, I was thinking, I remember after I hung up the phone with you, I went, oh shit, I only have enough to pay for this first month. And then after that, I'm going to have to like, get a line of credit or something to pay for this coaching.
Uh-huh.
So we started coaching, and what was it? Within, it's funny, even just making that decision to sign up with you, I think that week I got, it was like 3 or 4 new clients. And then since we started, basically I went from 0 to having, in fact, it was a 22K launch because with people on payment plans and that kind of thing. So basically no clients to a sold out group course of 20 women that I'm starting with in the new year in January. So, and I have 6 private clients that I'm working with now. So I'm fully booked there because that's my max for what I wanted to work with privately. And I'm fully booked with my group coaching program too. So been quite the drastic change.
Quite. Yes. Yeah. I remember, you know, that our first conversation, the rich woman didn't even exist. No. Didn't it? You know, we came out with it on a first session or so. Yes.
Yeah.
But one of the major things, and I keep speaking about this, why you were able to make such big leaps in such a short time, because when we agreed on something, okay, the rich woman, yeah, that's it, you know, because you've done it so well in your own life in regards to money, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. So when we came out that, you know, it's your passion and it's going to be called the rich woman, like in the next second, the group was set up, the branding was done, you know, and it was just done, you know?
Exactly.
So Emily moves fast. So, you know, there are so many various successes along the way and they still keep coming, like raising your fees from 1K to 5K and et cetera, et cetera. But I think the launch is like really just phenomenal, going from what the list of 30 people, right, to start with.
Yeah.
To selling out a launch is absolutely fantastic and without the Facebook ads. So tell us then, in your own words, how did we go about your launch and what was the process for you? And then I will ask you various questions to help ladies out to get real understanding how can they apply and do it for themselves.
Okay. So with Lenka's help, we had a really great strategy and plan behind it. So I would say that having a plan for your launch is imperative. And if I had just went and done it on my own, I don't think I would have had sold out the course. So I think on like day one when we first started, I said, oh, you know, Lenka, I want to launch my group course, you know, open the doors in October. And I had it mapped it in my head and you were like, no. Like, here's how we do a launch. And so basically what we did was we made sure to have a 5-day mini course that was free for my group. And so we launched that. And that was probably the best thing that I did prior to opening the doors for my group course, because it allowed my rich women to really see how I work and really get that, you know, they call it like the know, like, trust factor with me. So I know a lot of the women who ended up signing up for my course said to me afterwards, they said, you know, I did the mini course and I had such amazing results and I just loved it so much that I had to sign up for your group course. So that was really a key part in my launch. So I did the 5-day mini course, and then following that, you know, if I was left to my own devices, I would have left the doors open for like 2 months. But Lenka, you helped me realize that, like, no, you have to make this like short and concise so the energy can really be focused in, you know, basically 2 weeks or less. And I think I ended up leaving my doors open for, it was either 11 or 12 days. And it was just like really intentional energy during that time and really high energy focus during that time to make sure that I was giving like, you know, 200% for those 11 days that I had the doors open so I could really attract the perfect clients into this group course. Because if I had left the doors open for, you know, 30 days, 50, 60 days, whatever, the energy just would have been really low and not as focused as it should be to really get your ideal clients into the group course. So, yeah. And then, of course, the mindset work that we worked on. I would say besides like the strategy piece, because we know, like they say, you know, success is 80% mindset, 20% strategy. So we had the 20% there with the strategy. And then the 80% of the mindset really came into play. So I would say if for those of you out there doing a launch, consistency in your mindset work during that time is crucial. Every morning I got up and I had my routine of my meditation, my evidence journal that Blanket talks about, you know, really noticing where the universe or God or whatever you want to call it is conspiring to help you on this journey. It's like remembering and just being totally grateful for everything that's happening and just like journaling and surrendering to the process. And I love in one of your programs, I forget now which one, but you said, you know, your circumstances do not matter. All that matters is your state of being. And that's what I focused on was like, you know, no matter what my numbers look like or how many people were signing up and how much time, all that matters was my state. And that was all mm-hmm. I was focused on was my state of being and not the circumstances of, you know, my list or how many people took my mini course and that kind of thing. I didn't get caught up in the circumstances.
Yeah, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And yeah, I so agree. This is the most important bit. Did you have at any point like a feeling or a thought coming into your mind, this is not happening fast enough, or it's, you know, did you have any doubts along the way? And if so, how specifically did you deal with them?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I kind of knew you'd say, yeah, I do think this is not.
Yes, I had the doubts. And I remember one morning in particular waking up, and within like 5 minutes of waking up, I think it's, and it's funny because, you know, when you think back, you realize, oh my God, I can't believe I was like caught up in feeling shitty or whatever. Like, you know, like I woke up and I think at this point I had 17 people signed up. So I had 3 spaces left. And, you know, my ego was trying to take me down and tell me how terrible that was that I still had 3 spots left and how come they weren't filled and blah, blah, blah. And I remember this idea of we are not our thoughts and we get to choose them. So I literally had this vision come to me of like this cloud over my head, like this cloud of thoughts that I got to choose from, and realizing that I had just chosen a wrong thought, or not a wrong thought, but just one that didn't support me. And I went, nope. So I literally like had this vision of me returning that thought and choosing again. And so I chose a different thought of one of, you know, okay, what is, if I was in the space of love, what would I be thinking? And I realized, okay, the ego is the one that is caught up in the number of the selling out of getting the 20 and telling me that I'm no good unless I get the 20. And the heart-centered space in me is the one that knows that the intention of this course is just to create a beautiful space to support women and their businesses. And whether that be 2 women who sign up for the course or 20 women, as long as the energy is what I envision it being, that's all that matters. And so when I remembered the energy and the feeling, the end desired result of the feeling that I wanted, and just allowed it to surrender, that's what allowed me to really stay in alignment with signing up more women. So it was funny. So after I had this realization of returning the thought, choosing again, because you always talk about, you know, you are not your thoughts. You get, you get to choose them, right? And so when I chose again and I surrendered and remembered the feeling, it was funny. Within minutes after surrendering, I went on my Facebook and this woman who I, you know, had not come across before sent me a private message on Facebook saying, hi, you know, I've been following you the last little while and I'd really love to sign up for your group course. Like, you know, where do I sign up, basically? So it was just like immediately when I surrendered and got out of that energy of it has to go this way, it has to look like this, why aren't the people signing up fast enough, blah, blah, blah. When I surrendered that, went into a loving energy, the universe was like, oh, finally we can gift her more clients. Like she's in the alignment that she needs to be in now. So
gorgeous, totally open to all the house, all the possible house, not a specific house.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous. Now I'm going on a little bit of strategic side. You know, when you mentioned that you wanted to sort of start selling in October, you know, so to speak, and leave it for a prolonged period of time. And that's, you know, when I stopped you, hold on. Now, one of the things that we did, though, was that knowing already that you have a program coming up, even though it was still a few months down the line, we started to offer it on your discovery course, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how you sold the first few places and had that, you know, real commitment, you know?
Yeah.
So why I'm mentioning this for you ladies is because it's a real switch from, and I know some of you ladies here, specifically I'm looking at the names on the call, are, you know, when you're selling something like months and months in advance, well, you can, but you really want to launch and sell out successfully, what works much better to have that short burst of energy, just as Emily described, in a short period of time. So, you know, do your launch strategy and open the card at certain time. And of course, you know, nothing is stopping you. If you do have normal discovery calls, you can always say, you know, these are the option I have. And I also have coming up the program. So you can always pre-sell some spaces in that way. That worked quite well for you, didn't you? Didn't
it worked really, really well. Yeah. Cause there were some women back in like September and October that I had talked to on discovery calls. And I mean, I get it. Like I was there once too, where, you know, investing thousands and thousands in private coaching just feels totally like in a whole other world. So I understood where they were coming from, where like, you know, a smaller investment is what they could come to now, you know? And so in the discovery calls, if really the private wasn't for them and wasn't in alignment with them, I would say to them, you know, it's not officially open yet, but I do have a group course that's going to be starting in the new year. You know, all the details are going to come, you know, just in a few weeks. But, you know, I'd give them a brief little description of what it was. And I would say, you know, I really think that this would be a great starting point for you. And if you'd like to get in, you know, all I require right now is a $150 deposit just to save your space. You know, it's not non-refundable mm-hmm. deposit. And then, you know, the rest of your payment will be due, you know, blah, 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 whenever the payment, if they went with payment plan or full payment or whatever. So, yeah, so I had, I think, 6 or 7 women before we even opened the cart, in that way. So, because, and that way it gave them a lot more time to save as well. If money really, because, you know, you often hear that I can't afford it is the big obstacle. So if you have a sales conversation with them back in September, that essentially is giving them 4 months to save up, you know, the $1,000 or however much your program is. So you're doing them a great service by, you know, kind of pre-selling to them in the discovery call, and giving them that time and the deposit and just, you know, that energy that they need to sell your program.
So it really worked, but at the same time, you didn't go and advertise it as, oh, the group program is up, because it wasn't. We condensed that energy in a short time. The other thing that I consider very, very important, and one of the main reasons why your launch worked so well, is that you are a natural connector and list builder. And I never told you this privately. And I don't know if you were natural before, but what I know about you is that, okay, we initially set a strategy, okay, we need to build your list, obviously. Yeah. And we worked at the webinars, worked for you quite well, so we did that, go and do that. Shortly also, we opened your group, and it just started to grow like crazy, right? I mean, at one point you told me, oh my God, Lenka, I doubled my group in a week.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the reason why this is going so well for you, you know, the list building and the group growth with not that much effort, because the way I see it is because you really are connecting with these clients from the heart. Yeah. So can I just ask you on behalf of the ladies, number one, where do you come out with your content ideas?
Oh, good question. So this might not resonate for everyone, because as you know, I'm like the woo-woo spiritual kind of gal. But truly, meditation is where a lot of my ideas come from. And so in my meditation, I often ask the universe, like, you know, show me, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say, and to whom? And it might not come in that very moment in my meditation of an idea, but just having that willingness and just that asking, because, you know, they say, you know, ask and ye shall receive. So I make sure to ask, you know, universe, I'm here. I'm open, I'm ready and willing to receive the ideas that you mm-hmm. would have me present to my clients and to the world to better the world, you know, essentially. And so I ask in my meditation, and then mm-hmm. throughout the day, I'll have those like mini aha moments that come to me where it's like, oh, I have to do this. Or, you know, I'll be talking to someone and it'll spark an idea within me. And so it goes back to that evidence journal that you speak of every now and then, of just remembering how the universe shows up for you. And it's not just the tangible, like, you know, the universe sends you a client, you know, asking to work with you. It's not just that. It's the ideas that are really the spark mm-hmm. that are the starting point to all of this. And so I really made sure to ask and then consciously, mm-hmm. consciously receive. And mm-hmm. the way that I made sure the universe knew that I was, you know, accepting it gratefully was I would keep that evidence journal of writing down every single moment of having that miracle shift, I call it, you know, from fear to love, or just that idea that sparked within me. So, yeah.
Gorgeous. So in meditation, so you meditate every day, yes?
Yeah, and actually that's something that also changed in August was before I used to meditate here and there, kind of when I felt like it. And then in August, I was like, you know what? I'm doing this every day because I saw the benefits. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm really bad at meditating. I got like, you know, my mind goes a mile a minute. And, you know, I tell people that's exactly why you need to do it. You don't, if you're out of shape, you know, if you use the workout example, if you're out of shape, you don't say, oh, I don't go to the gym because I'm not in very good shape. That's exactly why you need to go to the gym, is to get to build that strength, to build that muscle. And so that's why meditation has been so beneficial to me, because I do have that mile a minute brain going and going and going, and it slows it down and just remembers to tune in inward and to receive mm-hmm. the answers and receive the guidance that I need.
Love it. Yes, I call it listening time. So this is what I'm going on and on and on, saying, ladies, take every time the day to number one, connect with your bigger you or your bigger version of you, with your yes. desires emotionally, and then listen to your intuition first. So which is another way of meditating, so to speak, yes?
Yes.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. And I was going to say something else. Yes, this one. And what I also love about you, Emily, that in a process, as you were getting these ideas, you never left it at that. I know I got a few messages from you, or you update me on a coaching session. Lanka, I just got this crazy idea, like, I don't know, give away 100 pounds every day for 10 days to different charities. You know,
yeah.
That you actually follow through whatever you have, you follow through. Can you tell us a little bit about that and about the feelings around that, following through your ideas, inspired ideas?
Yeah, so it kind of started 5 years ago when I, you know, started this journey of personal development. And, you know, we all have an intuition and we all have that inner voice that knows best. And a lot of us live our lives not out of a place of intuition, and we live out of our headspace, you know, logically thinking. And mm-hmm. so over the years, I have been practicing getting out of the head and getting into the heart and into the intuitive space and listening to that guidance. So, and it comes with practice. I'm not going to say, you know, go out there and if the idea comes to you to give away $1,000 in the end, you know, to go for it if it's super scary, but start small and work your way up. So over the years, I've started small, you know, even if it's something as simple as going to a restaurant and just like trusting your intuition as to what you should pick to eat for dinner that night. Like, you know, something so simple. And I've learned over the years that when I trust that inner voice, despite my head, you know, sending out all the alarms saying, no, don't do it. It always works out for the better. And so even, you know, like I say with your private coaching, when I reached out to you, I had no idea what your pricing was going to be. All I knew was that I was guided to you and I was meant to work with you. And so I went with it. And despite, you know, literally after signing up with you, realizing, oh shit, like I'm going to have to take out a line of credit or something to get my next few payments. Like despite that, trusting and knowing that it all works out, and it did, because, you know, every payment showed up and more the following month because of trusting that intuition and that guidance and going with it. and knowing that the universe always provides when you move in and take inspired action. So just learning to trust and just go with it.
Gorgeous. Absolutely love it. So yes, I think this beautifully wrapped up from me. So just wrap it up from where I sit. So Emily's success and what I would love to sort of pass on. Number one, yes, have that strategy, 20 to 80% it's ratio, but both are important. They work in harmony. So have that strategy, but also 80% look after your mindset, just like Emily says, every single bloody day, and listening to that intuition. And then keep sort of be connected to you, to your higher self. And if things don't work out as you want them to, it means absolutely nothing. Right, Emily?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that given moment, it means absolutely nothing. And you were sold out just on time. You know, we were celebrating, what, 8 p.m. or something like that, maybe earlier in your day. So, yes, congratulations once again. You are freaking amazing.
Thank you.
Ladies, I would love to give you this opportunity. Do we have any questions for Emily? Yes, we do. Karen wants to ask you something. And Carol, okay, so I'm going to unmute you, Karen, first.
Hi.
Karen, hi.
Hi, Emily. Hi, Lenka.
Hi.
Fantastic call, and it's really lovely to hear this, Emily, and well done and congratulations, absolutely from the heart. And I was really struck about what you said about the mindset, which reminds, you know, me personally yet again, it's yes to work on that, and I know I'm not great on that. I wonder if I can take you back a couple of steps. You know, you said you had hardly any business in August. You made your decision, you made your commitment, but you seem to very quickly get people approaching you, obviously discovery calls, signing up. You know, you seem to sort of get those clients in very quickly in the first couple of months. And I just wonder if you had any advice, pointers, tips. What do you think it was that made people attract to you so fast and actually become clients in the early days?
Great question. So, I'm going to move back. Oh, anyhow, okay, it's good. So I always tell my clients it starts with that decision. So like I mentioned, in August, I decided, Emily, are you in or are you out? And it was a 100% in for me. And so when you decide, the universe conspires to help you. And so I decided, and then it goes back to following that. Intuitive guide. I don't know if Lenka, you can mute somebody.
I muted Karen for a while.
Okay, there
I think that makes a difference.
Yeah. So back in August, when I finally decided I'm in, I'm doing this, that is when I got an idea. Like we say, you know, it's not always the tangible, you know, client paying, you know, giving you the Visa card to pay. It's the idea that starts a lot of this, right? So the idea then came to me, okay, I'm doing this. And so I thought, so my sister has a business and she has a team of women that she works with. And I thought, I'm going to reach out to my sister and ask her if she would like to have a webinar with me. At the time, I had no idea what the webinar would be about. I didn't have it prepped at all. But the idea just came to me, you know, reach out to your sister, ask her if she wants to have a webinar with you. You know, you'll help. I at least knew the general, you know, I'll help them with their wealth and abundance. You know, that was about it. You know, I'll help them with their wealth and abundance to create a better business. So I reached out to her. I said that. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll you know, post it in our Facebook group and see who wants to join. I had 27 women on that webinar. And I think it was like a Wednesday that I reached out to her with this idea that had come to me. And Sunday was the webinar. And 27 people were on this webinar, like my biggest webinar ever. Cause I don't even think I did a webinar prior to that. And then from that webinar, I then had like, you know, the creative ideas to follow up with them. You know, I said to them, you know, send me your aha moment, what your favorite moment was, you know, message it to me on my business page, send me a private message and you'll be entered to win a private session with me. So from there, I then had, I think I had like 20 of these, no, actually it was more than that. Like, I think it was like 23 women reach out to me afterwards with their aha moment. So there I had the personal connection with them. It was really beautiful to hear their aha moment. And then from there, you know, of course I did the draw and somebody won, but then because I had that personal connection, then the conversation was started where women, you know, the door was open, women were talking with me, and then they would say to me, you know, I love that. I would love to hear more about what you do. And then that would start the conversation about, okay, let's get on a call. You know, here's what I'm currently offering. Let's get on the call and we can chat about it and see if this is the right fit for you. So it all started, but it all started about with that decision. I don't think if I hadn't have decided that the idea to do a webinar would have come to me and I would have acted on it so quickly. Because I think if that had come to me when I was in the space of the in-between, you know, I'm kind of doing it, I'm kind of not, it's kind of a hobby. If the idea had come to me, I would have gone, yeah, like, but I'm not really ready for it yet. So maybe I'll like hold off another little while. And I'll do that. And, you know, maybe next month I'll get to it. You know, when you have that moment of decision of I'm doing this, you act. And that was kind of the turning point for me, was just taking action on these ideas that were coming to me.
Gorgeous. Karen, that is help.
Yes, fabulous, Emily. I do remember you telling me about the webinar. And you said you had, for instance, your group. I mean, have you had many people approach you from your Facebook group? And you managed to grow that very, very quickly.
Yes. So the group was really pivotal in helping me with my launch because that's where all the engagement came from with the 5-day mini course that I did. So, and the interesting thing is, like, even though some people might not take part in the group conversation or post, they're still watching, which is like, it kind of feels like mm-hmm. creepy, but it's true. Like, they watch. And so, like, there's a few women who signed up for the course that I had no idea they even, like, knew who I was, were engaged at all. But, you know, they were, you know, kind of behind the curtain watching me and, you know, engaging in their own time at home with what I was doing. And, yeah, so that was what really helped them decide to sign up with me, was this group and seeing what I put out there, you know, and seeing how I work, and then reaching out to me and saying, yeah, I want to work with you.
Mm-hmm. That's really reassuring, and it's good to be reminded that just because you don't get loads of conversation on your group, people are still watching what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'll have, you know, the odd person here and there write me privately and say, you know, hi, I'm so grateful for all you're doing. Like when you posted, you know, whatever the other day, that really hit home for me, that was really beneficial to me, you know, blah, blah, blah. They'll go on about how great it was. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like you just never know the impact you're having in the world. And I think our head tries to tell us we're a lot worse than we actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to... thank you, Karen. I'm going to mute you, Karen, because you got echo there, but I'm just going to wrap up this answer by saying that, you know, I had a very easy job and I still have, of course, Emily, because you actually came to the first session. So you signed up for the coaching, didn't you? And then with that full I'm in, you got this decision, oh, why don't you just don't ask my sister if I can run a webinar? So you ran that webinar before our first session, if I recall correctly, yes?
Yeah.
And so you came already to the first session saying, look, you know, I think I've got 3 discovery calls or something out of that. So, you know, for me as a business coach, it's a cracking easy job because, oh, look, you know you can make this work. Success doesn't have to be complicated. So we just replicated it, didn't we? So that's
yeah.
how you started to grow your list. So then you approach other people and say, okay, let's think who else can we approach around network marketing groups that you can help them as well. And that's how the whole list building and even the group started, isn't it?
Yeah. And actually, that's a really good point is that I think also having you in my life has helped me to simplify because I think the head tries to overcomplicate, tries to reinvent the wheel, but you were there just telling me like, Emily, like, just do your webinars again. I'm like, no, like, I have to do this, this, and this. You're like, just do the webinars. I'm like, oh, right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, but do the webinar.
That's easy. It's that easy. We just had commitment. We'll do 2 webinars a month, and we'll be on a track, something like along those lines. And it worked. It 1,000,000% worked. So I'll just say, you know, from objective and a coaching point of view, to help Karen and other ladies as well, this is where the key lies in, you know, because we can strategize and say, okay, this is the opt-in, this is how we go promote, but what makes a real difference behind the difference is that you go with a silly fucking idea that you feel intuitively might work, you know?
Yeah.
Because you didn't have, strategically speaking, you didn't have no evidence that this asking your sister about, you know, to serve her tribe, you know, so to speak, would work. It was just an intuitive idea. And those are the things that really create miracles, I think.
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. Emily, more questions for you. Carol, okay. I'm unmuting you now.
Hi, Lenka. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Great session today, Lenka. Emily, I've got two questions for you. The first one that I'm really interested to understand a bit, and I wondered if you could just expand on it. You said that one of the things you did was to surrender. And I just wondered if you might be able to explain a bit more about that, because I don't really understand what that means, and I'd love to be able to learn. And my second question is, you said you did like a mini sort of like training, and I just wondered if you wouldn't mind explaining what your mini training was and then what your big program was, sort of like how did it dovetail in, if that's okay.
Yes. Okay. So the surrender thing. So basically, the ego likes to control. The ego likes to have, you know, full control and dictate what goes on and how it's supposed to show up and all that kind of stuff. And what I've realized is when I can let go of that control and just trust that all will be well, no matter, like I said, no matter if there's two people in the group or 20 people in the group, all is well, all is happening in perfect alignment and as perfect as it should go. So surrender is basically, you know, a trust. And like I said, what I did was the ego. Okay. So when you're making these big leaps, it's like it sends out the search warrant for you to come back home. And what I mean by that is like the ego freaks out because you're breaking through that glass ceiling. And so the ego is freaking out and it wants to take you back down and it wants to bring you back to, you know, quote unquote reality. And so I knew that going into this, and I knew that the ego would come in strong and that was totally normal to feel out of sorts and feel like I was doing a terrible job or whatever. So in this surrendering, what I would do was in the morning, or not even in the morning, just at different points in the day, is I would say what I call a prayer. I don't know, you could call it something different, but I would just say a prayer to the universe. And I would say, basically, you know, it's just as if I was having a conversation with the universe. I would say, hey, universe, like, you know, this is going on in my life right now where the ego is making me feel like this is going terribly, that no one's going to sign up. And I know that's not true. Like, I know that this is just the ego trying to run the show. So I'm turning this over to you. And I'm asking you to help me with this and help me shift my thoughtfulness. So it's basically, you know, telling the universe what's going on, asking it to help you and asking it to show you a different way. And that is when, you know, whether it be minutes or hours or days later, that the moments will come to me and like, ah, oh, I got this, or like, it's all, you know, it's all good. And just like having those moments, just those feelings and that feeling of all is well. And then focusing on the feeling as well with the surrendering. Like I said, you know, the ego likes to control. It likes to focus on the numbers, the time. You know, time is a very ego thing that it likes to focus on, how much time we have left. And when I just focused on the feeling that I wanted, that allowed me to surrender some more and just release that hold that I had on how this was supposed to go. As for your question about the mini training, so my mini training, I called it Money and Miracles. And so it kind of, it was a stepping stone into my course. So my main course. It's called The Rich Woman, and basically it's a course that helps women overcome the money blocks that they have, the limiting money stories that they have, so that they can release it and start to embrace their business, you know, charging their worth, increasing their rates, bringing in fantastic clients, feeling in total alignment, so that they build a business that's truly profitable. Because I feel like a lot of us have good intentions going into our businesses and have these big whys, but it's just that missing piece of just feeling so guilty about making great money, or you know, whatever limiting stories we have around money that gets in our way of building a profitable business. So that was my group course. So leading into that, my mini training was Money and Miracles. So basically every day I would send out an email that had a very simple, just a one-page worksheet of two or three homework pieces, I guess, for them to, you know, journal on, reflect, actually practice in their day. And that'd be it. So just a one simple worksheet. And then when I would hop on live, and the time would change. I would let them know ahead of time what time it would be on that specific day. And I would do like a live little mini training each day that was a half hour or less. And it would just be talking about that topic for the day. And then every now and then I would include a little meditation in the live stream that was probably, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And so, yeah, it was all about this concept of money and miracles, you know, embracing, manifesting more money into your life and creating more miracles in your life. So, yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Emily.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Brilliant. Brilliant question as well, Carol. And with the content, you know, it's going to be unique to all of you as to, you know, what is related content, et cetera, et cetera. But again, same thing. Emily came, you are coming up in a, about ideas, what to post, what to live stream on throughout your launch, literally sometimes during the day, didn't you? Like on a day.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was very much going, okay, so this is why I often say have a plan, but be open to better ideas. Because when you are open to your ideas, listening to your intuitions, oh boy, those better ideas just come. And you know what to post, what to live stream today, what is that content you want to send out, and how to connect with your tribe today to make this whatever you're doing successful. Okay, brilliant. Happy to take a few more, Emily?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got Consuela. Hello, darling.
Hi, Lenka. Hi, Emily. Go, girl. I could totally resonate with you for 2015 and 16, treating this as an expensive hobby. Absolutely resonate with that. I have a couple questions, if you don't mind. I wrote them down here. So first of all, how long is your group course, the paid one?
The paid one is 6 weeks, kind of seven, I guess technically like 7 weeks because we're doing like a bonus call. But, you know, on paper, it was presented as a six-week course.
Okay. And I was wondering, when you were having discovery calls, obviously you didn't have in mind already exactly all the content of the course. That's what I understood.
Yeah.
So when you were telling them, okay, for $150, I'll reserve the spot for you, were you giving them an incentive like, okay, you'll have a discount on the actual price? Did you have the price, by the way, of the course at that point?
Yeah, I did have the price. So I knew it would be $9.97, you know, the early bird price. And so another incentive was I would say to them that if you reserve now, I'm holding X amount of spaces for people who book in early to have a private session with me. So I'd say, you know, you'll also get a private intuitive reading with me that's normally priced at, you know, at the time I think it was $149 for a half hour. And so that also kind of sweetened the pot, so to speak.
Got it. Okay. And did you tell them that you wanted to have 20 people in the course?
Yes. So I knew that I would cap it at 20 people. So yeah, I guess there were like very few pieces that I did have figured out. Like I knew the price. I don't know if I knew the length of the course at that time, because I think I was toying between 6 and 8 weeks. Sorry, go ahead.
No, we put it together on one of the sessions, didn't we? You know, the structure, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, my guess is that you were talking about it on your discovery calls and focusing again on an end point that is a more affordable option, is a group option, and talking about the transformation, the energy of transformation. This was the most important.
Exactly. So I would say to them, you know, basically I'm breaking down, you know, I would say to them, you know, my private clients, obviously it's customized for them, but I would say, you know, there's these fundamental pieces that I bring into my private sessions with my clients. And so it's these fundamental pieces that I'm bringing together in a group course in like different, you know, a module each week that will essentially kind of give you that private coaching experience, but without the price point. And then as well, you get the group coaching. So, and I've said to them, you know, I personally love group coaching because I feel like there's what's personal is universal and we can all learn and share our experiences and feel really connected. And because this entrepreneurial journey can feel really lonely at times. So when you have a group of women that you're sharing your experiences with and sharing your highs and your lows, it can be very, very beneficial and very supportive as you go on this journey. So that's how I would kind of explain it to them. And then from there, they, you know, it was a no-brainer. Like, oh, yeah, like I want in on this.
Yeah. You know why I'm asking you if you told people about the 20, that you wanted to have 20 people? Because I always wonder, doesn't that make you nervous? Like, what if you end up having, like, 7 people? Do you know what I mean? When, did that scare you? Like, what if you don't have 20 people? Or maybe even the question for Lenka, or I don't know, when you kind of decide on a number and you put it out there.
Well, I would just say to them, I'm capping it at 20 people. So I would say, you know, I will take no more than 20. So, because, you know, I didn't want them to feel like this would be a group of 100, you know, and they'd be kind of lost. So I'd say, you know, I'm capping it at 20. And so, yeah, so whatever. So it never really did cross my mind, to be honest, of like, you know, what if
I'm. And I'll tell you why. Because it's of the charity. You know, I do know that initially when you came, Emily, your goal was initially to have 10 women on that program.
Yeah.
Remember? Yes. But, you know, so I the way I like to work with my client counselor is, well, why not aim for more if that's, you know, what is right for you, but to make sure that the ego, as Emily calls it, or the fears don't get in the way. So pretty much very quickly they said, okay, actually, I would love to have 20 women on the program. And it's, again, comes to that one thing that Emily was already talking about, decision. Once you make decision and you own it, and realizing that that version already exists. Mm-hmm. Okay, if 20 women is right for me to have as a fully booked or sold out course to serve 20 women at one time, that version already exists. I'm acknowledging it. I'm owning it. I decided. Then she just owned it. That's why it didn't even cross her mind later on. If you want 20, then you bloody go for 20 or whatever the number is.
Yeah, I
like that. It's just, I think the idea, but it makes sense. If you said maximum 20, then whatever, it's fine.
Yes. And you know, Consuela, the other part of it, I'm just going to touch on this because this is important. Didn't it make you nervous, you know, what if you ended up with only 7? Well, so bloody what? So bloody what? You see, we always say, and I know, and I'm saying this because I used to fear this as well, you know, oh, what if I have a small launch? What if, you know, what will people think of me? That's the ego part. That's the, you know, the call it nasty voices, call it head shit, call it what you want. But so fucking what? You know what you want. You know it already exists. So you own it fully and you go after it as you bloody mean it. And disregard whatever else comes to your mind.
Yeah, and just to add to that, like, that's when I had that aha moment. Like, I talked about that morning I woke up and I realized the ego is the only one concerned about the number. Because really, like, I went back to my why. Okay, why am I doing this program? And it's not so I can go out into the world and boast and say, oh, I have 20 people in my program. That's like, not the reason at all. The reason was because I wanted to help women overcome these money obstacles and help them step into their greatness. And that was it, period. And so whether that be 2 people or 20 people, I was totally 100% grateful for them and didn't give 2 shits about the number, right? So as long as you just stay focused on the why of your program instead of the number, that'll help you along with that surrendering, you know, just release and just trust and know it's all good.
Yeah. Brilliant. And my last question was, how many people did you have on your list, let's say, whenever, like either in August or when you first started launching the program? Like, I'm just curious how you ended up growing your tribe quickly. I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but is it like, did you have already kind of a big list?
No, I still have a tiny list. So I think I started with like maybe like 30 people on my list. And so when I opened up the Rich Women group on the Facebook, women, like random women would come into the group that I had no idea who they were, but you know, women in the group were inviting their friends and that kind of thing. And so when I launched my mini course, I had registration that I was posting to my Rich Women group. And so that's what built my list from like 30 to, I think it was like 160 or so now, just from the signups from the mini course. And yeah, so now I probably, in the meantime, in between that, I probably did a webinar or two that built it to like 50 or 60 people. But yeah, essentially like I got, you know, 100 people on my list just from doing the mini course from people signing up for that. Yeah. And how I got them signed up was through my Facebook group. Like I didn't do any ads. Only promoted it in my Facebook group.
Amazing. So, again, isn't it amazing? So again, if you do the math on the mailing list, Emily had 10% off sign up rate. And that in marketing is phenomenal. And again, what does it come to? Her energy, her genuine desire to connect every day with whatever comes to her mind as is the right way to serve today. That is why the conversion is so high, and that is why she didn't need thousands of people that she would probably need going by the exact marketing book.
Yeah. Because I remember, actually, Lenka, when we first started, and rightfully so, you said to me, you know, statistically speaking, you know, here's the numbers we need, and we were building towards that list. And when I was going into my launch thinking, shit, I don't have that list that we talked about, but I was like, I don't care, because I, you know, it's just the energy and the intention and what I'm putting out into the world that matters. And
focusing on why am I doing this to be of service. I love that. Cool. So did this help?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, gorgeous. You're gone.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Gorgeous Connie. Over to you. Hello, Connie.
Hello. So hi, Emily, and hi, Lenka.
Hi.
I've been really glad I can listen into this because I'm about there where you were like in August. I'm launching my first online program ever. So on one side, it's very scary because all this wonderful technical stuff that seems so easy for everybody. I just never done, so we'll see. But and also my questions are quite technical as well. Like when you run your program, what I would like to do is give people the recording in case they can't make my live sessions. What specifically did you work with in regards of a program to do that? And did you have help with the technical stuff? That's for Emily, by the way.
No, I didn't have any help with the technical stuff. So you're talking about my mini course that I offered with the recording?
Well, I think for your program, because I could imagine you probably went live somewhere and then recorded it for people who, for whatever reasons, couldn't make it, or for people to, or did you decide not to?
The program hasn't happened yet, Connie.
Oh.
But when it does.
That's right. You said January, but are you planning to do something like that?
So it starts in January, and I'm going to be using Zoom for my calls. And so Zoom has a record button at the bottom. So I just hit record, and then it automatically downloads once the call is done. And then I'll just take that MP3 recording, and much like Lenka's, you know, setup for this, where she has, you know, the recordings and stuff in the membership site, I just hired like a techie person, like a website lady, to set up a membership site for me to upload the audio recordings. But if you want to keep it super simple, if you just set up a Dropbox folder and you just put the recording in there, you can copy the link and share it with your email list. Say, you know, click on this link and it'll take you to the recording and they can listen to the recording.
Yeah, see, I was thinking already along those lines, but I also felt very strongly connected to what you said. Don't overthink it at times. And I'm totally with you because I've just talked to Lenka not so long ago. Because I've been so busy with local clients, I'm working right now only locally, that, and I love to be of service, but I did not think that there is still the administration side of it. So I'm kind of behind with this. Also, during the last 2 weeks, I just haven't done meditation, and I'm normally really good at this because I really feel I see the benefits like you, and it just keeps me centered and connected. So lesson learned.
Good.
I will take my time no matter what, and will plan better. And that comes from actually someone who teaches people how to plan their time. But you know how it is with shoes and the shoemaker.
Good.
I want to say, I just want to say two things. So I remember Lenka said to me in one of our first calls, she said, sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. So that's where this meditating comes into play. You know, we think like, oh, I don't have time to meditate. I got to go and get this figured out. But the slowing down is actually what helps us speed up.
Right.
And then the second thing I wanted to say to you, because you mentioned, you know, I'm really scared about, you know, launching this program, and, you know, and I totally get that. But the version of you who has a sold out program already exists. So tap into that woman and ask yourself, okay, if I was the woman who was totally confident going into this launch, who knew she had what it took, who had clients just like lining up to get into my program, if I was that version of me, how would I proceed? Because right, you don't want to go into the launch of your program from the energy and the space and the version of you that is the woman who's scared to launch a group program.
Right.
You want to go into this with the version of you that is excited to launch this program and knows that it's going to happen.
And I am. The only thing that's kind of me coming the way a little bit is my second baby.
Okay.
But
yes, but there's still version of you who did this before the baby came and incredibly successfully. That woman.
Yeah, and I know Rocket. So, but so that was really helpful to hear that. And I have already some plans in my mind that I will act on and
brilliant
put it out there.
Excellent. All right, Connie. Well, I must tell you, you have your amazing couple of weeks off. You bloody deserve it because you grew your business a lot in the recent months. So, yes, slowing down and making space around you and a baby is going to be absolute priority.
Yeah, and that's actually true. I have numbers now. can you imagine that I've done in the last quarter, since actually I connected with you, more than double what I did in the other three quarters of the year.
Yay! There you go. Well, I can believe that. Congratulations, Connie. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
So
yes, brilliant. Yeah. Well, go and celebrate it, and we're gonna quadruple that next year. Much more.
Well, have a great Christmas, ladies, and
you
also
too.
Who are listening, and. You know, when I can give one thing that I've learned is I would second Emily, really meditation and connecting with yourself is so important. And that no matter what you set your mind on, you can do it.
Yeah,
gorgeous. Okie dokie. Now, Connie, I'm going to mute you, and I must ask, obviously, this is a very popular topic. Emily, you just contributed so much, and I have got still hands coming up. So first, let me check with you. Do you have a hard stop? Can you go a few minutes extra?
Yes, I will say I might get interrupted for just one moment. Actually, one thing that I did since hiring you was hire a cleaner, and she's supposed to come any minute now. So if I have to stop for 2 seconds, yeah.
We don't mind.
Let her in, please. We're good.
We don't mind. All right, good. So let's make this brief. Fiona. Hello.
Hi, Lenka. Hi, Emily. It sounds like you've done an amazing job. I think a lot of the questions I was going to ask were actually answered by Emily. But I'm actually going to launch my 4-week program in January. I'm going to do a 3-day workshop previous to that. And you said you only did that for about 30 minutes or so. And do you think that was enough to sort of, it was obviously enough to get people interested enough in just doing a 30-minute call? Or did you do that live, or was that?
Yeah, I did it live. Yeah. And then I left it up for the week. And then I told them to kind of, because, you know, we're all like it. If we know we have, you know, weeks to catch up, then we'll just leave it and get to it later. So I told them, you know, at the end of this week, all these videos are going to be taken down. So, you know, you better get in action and watch these videos while they're still up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do, because I was sort of thinking about whether I should just record it and then put it on live, so video it, but then it's already done. Mm. Or would you prefer that you just did it live anyway?
You know, do what feels best to you. Like, what felt best to me was to do a live, because then you get the engagement and you get people saying, hey, you know, and get their questions and that kind of stuff. But it always goes back